Shalom, everybody! In this week's Parsha, we of course hear about Hashem's giving of the Torah, and we hear of the Aseres Hadibros. And in the Aseres Hadibros, we hear about the mitzvah of Shabbos. And the Medrash Rabbah in Sefer Devarim on Parshas Ekev says that when Hashem gave Shabbos to Bnei Yisrael, Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael, At savur shema l'ra'ascha nasati l'cha sashabis, lo nasati l'cha ela l'to vascha. You may think that I gave you the Shabbos to your detriment, to harm you. You are mistaken, lo nasati l'cha ela l'to vascha. I've only given Shabbos to you as a good thing. It's for your benefit. And the question on this Medrash is obvious. Who would ever think that Shabbos is a bad thing? Why would the Medrash say that Hashem said that you might think Shabbos is a bad thing, but no, it's a good thing? Why would anyone ever really think that? This question and many other questions are asked by the Dubna Magid, Rav Yaakov Kranz, who died in 1804. He asked these questions, this question specifically and others, in his Sefer called Ohel Yaakov. It's on the Torah. And he says the following beautiful idea on our Parsha. He says that there are really two kinds of rest. The Dubna Magid calls one kind of rest Shvisa Hechrechis, mandatory rest, compulsory rest. It's not a rest that someone necessarily wants, it's a rest that someone is forced to take. The Dubna Magid says this kind of rest, Shvisa Hechrechis, happens, for example, when a person's been away from home, let's say, for a long time on a long journey, and they travel all day, and when night comes, they're forced to pull into an inn and take a rest and give their animals a rest also. This person doesn't necessarily want to rest, but they have no choice. If they could keep going, they'd keep going. But they really need a rest, their animals need a rest, so they're forced to take a rest. And the entire time that they're at this inn, they would get very antsy, waiting with anticipation. When could they just get back on the road? They keep thinking about what they need for the journey, what their route will be, etc. And as their animals eat, these people watch them like a hawk, waiting impatiently for the animals to finish. They could just get on the road again. So their rest is shvisa hechrechis. They need it, but it's a forced rest. However, once this person gets home, they're also going to take a rest. It was a long journey. But this kind of rest is what the Dubna Magid calls shvisa ritzonis. It's voluntary rest, intentional rest. When this person arrives home, they're in no rush to leave. They're not antsy to get back on the road. They're not watching their animals eating. They could sit there all day. They could enjoy the break all day. They're in no rush. That's shvisa ritzonis. And the Dubna Magid says that these two types of rests represent two different kinds of people who refrain from doing malacha on Shabbos as well. Two different kinds of shvisa on Shabbos. There are some people, excuse me, who indeed do keep the Shabbos, but they do so very reluctantly and with great hesitation. They have little emuna, and they think that every minute that they're not working, they're losing money. They may indeed keep the Shabbos, but they do so while they're biting their nails, waiting for Shabbos to end, so they can just get back to work and make more money. Their emuna is not strong, and so they think that they're actually in charge of how much money they're going to end up with at the end of the week or the end of the month, whatever it is. They are refraining from malacha, but they're reluctant about it. They think they're in charge of their own parnasa, so naturally, they would be aching to get back out there and earn more and more. That's shvisa hechrechis. However, other people have emuna, which is much stronger. They realize that Hashem is in complete control of their parnasa. And when Shabbos comes for them, it's literally an oneg. It's a delight. They're home. They can rest. They can refrain from malacha with a full heart because they're not losing anything by not working. It's all in Hashem's hands. So they can truly enjoy their shvisa ritzonis. And that, says the Dubna Magid, is the explanation of that medrash. You may have thought that Shabbos is a detriment. Why? Because you're not working. You're losing money. But it's not true, says Hashem. I'm in charge of the world, and you will not lose a penny by refraining from malacha. Enjoy. It's voluntary rest. You're in no rush. In fact, you'll even add on to Shabbos. We want more than was originally commanded. Tosefes Shabbos. And that's the attitude that the Torah and the Medrash want us to have when it comes to Shabbos. No reason to fret. No reason to rush. No reason to bite your nails. Hashem's in charge. Enjoy the Shabbos because you know that Hashem is ultimately in charge of the entire universe. Have an amazing day, everyone.